Be careful how you talk about groups of people. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Aaron Cooley, assistant professor of psychology at Colgate University, delves into how language affects what we think of people and their experiences.
How do you think you would feel if you heard about a group of refugees who were suffering? How about refugees in a group who were suffering? Although this turn of phrase may seem slight, recent research from our lab indicates that these language shifts can also shift how people respond to others in duress. In a first study, we asked people whether they perceive groups, such as a corporation of people, as capable of having experiences, such as pleasure and pain, to the same degree as a single employee. What do you think we found? Intuitively, one might think that groups are just compilations of many individuals. So groups should be able to experience just as much, if not more, than a lone individual. But we found the opposite. People consistently perceived groups as having less of a capacity to have experiences than an individual. In a second study, we made a minor change. While some people read about a group of people, as in study one, others read about people in a group. Critically, phrasing mattered. While a group of people were perceived as capable of experiencing very little, people in a group were perceived as experiencing a lot. In a final study, we asked a question similar to what we originally asked you. Are people also more likely to sympathize with suffering people in a group than a suffering group of people? The answer again was yes. By shifting focus to the people within the group, rather than the group as a whole, sympathy increased significantly. Perhaps next time you're confronted with the pain of others, refugees or victims of a natural disaster, consider subtle reasons why you may or may not be inclined to help.
That was Aaron Cooley of Colgate University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. I can feel it in my